Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on July 5 regarding Alfio, A-L-F-I-O, Leone, L-E-O-N-E. Alfio Leone is now a 73-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work in an unspecified fashion. But as a result, he claims to have injured his neck, shoulders, spine, left lower back and leg. He went to Underwood Emergency Room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including a reconstructed left shoulder in October 2009. He states his back also needs an operation. He has recently undergone an injection by pain specialist Dr. Josephson in a spine joint. He also recommended a spacer in such a joint. New paragraph. I was previously in receipt of most of the records you currently provided. The new records consist of the continuation of Dr. Josephson's progress notes on 7/24/18 forward. Past surgical history was remarkable for spinal cord stimulator implant, cyst removal from his neck slash shoulder on 10/13/14, shoulder surgery in 2009 for rotator cuff reconstruction slash bicep tear, carpal tunnel release on the right hand in 1988, surgery on the right ankle in 1988, and appendectomy in 1963. His ongoing diagnoses were lumbar radiculopathy and stenosis. Dr. Josephson recommended he follow up in 1 year or as needed. New paragraph on 6/25/19, the petitioner did return to Dr. Josephson. This was for follow-up and medication management. The diagnoses relative to the lumbar spine remain the same. He was prescribed lidoderm patches for his battery site pain and asked that he see the rep from Medtronic for reprogramming. Dr. Josephson followed the petitioner's progress regularly through at least 3/29/22. He had a return of lumbar pain breaking through the stimulator. His Lyrica was renewed, and they were going to schedule him for a sacroiliac joint injection. An earlier report shows that on 8/23/17 he underwent permanent spinal cord stimulator implantation by Dr. Josephson. The postoperative diagnosis was failed lumbar laminectomy syndrome and chronic pain syndrome. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed several healed scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Left shoulder adduction was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Internal rotation passively was to 75 degrees. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Bilateral wrist flexion was limited to 30 degrees, but was full in all other planes. Extremities lower, motion of the hips was full, but external rotation on the left elicited low back tenderness. The rest of that section is normal. Spine, cervical inspection revealed a well-healed anterior scar consistent with prior surgery. Active flex was full to 50 degrees with extension limited to 25 degrees, bilateral rotation 65 degrees, side bending right 25 degrees and left at 20 degrees with tenderness. bridge was tender to palpation of the trapezii bilaterally and the left suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Spine thoracic inspection revealed 3 longitudinal scars in the upper thoracic region, measuring 1.5 inches in length, consistent with his electrodes, period. Lumbar spine. He ambulated with physiologic gait and did not use his cane, period. He does use it in his left hand for his toes and heel walking. Pretty changed position slowly, but was able to squat and rise. Period inspection revealed a midline 2-inch longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period. He also had a transverse scar in the left upper buttock consistent with his stimulator battery subcutaneously. Period. There was a transverse scar at the left flank. Scratch that. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 70 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side banner were accomplished fully. Period. Supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Bilateral elicited some tightness in the low back, but no pain or radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that is normal impressions. Alfio Leone has alleged multiple injuries occurring at work. Period. His course of treatment for them were summarized in my early reports. Period. The only additional treatment was that described above. Period. Since his evaluation here, he continued to treat with pain specialist Dr. Josephson by way of medications and various injections. Period. He followed up with Dr. Josephson through at least 3/29/22. Period. Mr. Leone evidently did not undergo any additional diagnostic studies. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted from my prior report. Period. New paragraph, I'm going to dictate the claims on his claim petitions to make sure we have them all covered. Period. On 10/3/07, he alleged permanent injury to his neck, back, left shoulder, and left leg after an accident of an unspecified nature. Period. He filed another claim petition relative to an event of 2/7/08 when he was stretching to hand back a paper. Period. As a result, he claimed permanent injury to his neck, comma, chest, comma, and left arm. Period. Actually, go back to the 10/3/07 event. He claimed he was working on a sifter and slipped. Period. Another claim petition was filed relative to an event of 8/12/08 when he slipped on a piece of plastic. Period. He claimed permanent injuries to his back, comma, left knee, comma, and left ankle. Period. Mr. Leone filed another claim petition for an event of 9/4/09. Period. He was using a post hole digger slash screwing in drywall and claimed permanent injuries to his left shoulder and left biceps. Period. On 8/2/11, he filed another claim petition relative to an event when he lunged handling a table leg. Period. As a result, he claimed to have permanent injury to his lower back. Period. And that's it.